Welcome to the Pool Nation Podcast, where it's all pool talk. And we ain't talking about netting and jetting or splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. We talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. Now let's welcome your host, with over a decade of industry insider experience and still the reigning champion of Marco Polo, Edgar De Jesus, and his co-host, John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and Zach the Pool Boy Nicholas.
Welcome, everyone, to the Pool Nation Live Podcast. I am your host, Edgar De Jesus, and yes, I am the reigning champion of Marco Polo, along with John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and the famous Zach, the Pool Boy Nicholas. Today, we're doing something that we have not done yet in the first 3.5 years of the podcast. John is out dealing with some crazy winds out in the Coachella Valley, going back-to-back with the Coachella Fest, I think it's what it's called, and then the Stagecoach, which is going on as well. And Zach is out doing some work, trying to get caught up. So I will be doing a podcast a little bit solo today here, but it's focused on business. And we're going to share something new that we're going to be doing. So stay tuned to this podcast for the details. I want to welcome everyone to our live podcast, the podcast where it's all pool talk. And we ain't talking about netting and jetting and splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. And yes, we will talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. But before we get started today, we want to thank our visionary partners for this podcast, the Ultimate Pool Tools, the SPPA, Blu-ray XL, Aquastar Pool Products, Natural Chemistry, Raypak, Heritage Pool Supply, and Hayward Pool Products. We want to thank them for their continued support. So want to welcome everyone to our podcast. Don't have anybody today to go, hey, Zach, good morning, or John, good morning. So this kind of feels a little bit awkward, but let's do what we do. So a couple things. We're going to get some housekeeping notes out of the way here. May 17th, we're going to be out at the Raypak Boot Camp, and that's going to be out in Oxnard, California at the Raypak headquarters. Registration is open. If you want to attend that, you could go to poolnation.com and you could go to the page. You can register there. It is in their hot room, and they have this really cool facility that has their hot room, and they have live heaters in there, and they actually have water running through the heaters. Heaters fire up, and it's going to be a 201 series class for heaters where you get to really troubleshoot all these heaters, and they're able to do certain things like trip the heaters, and you're going to have to troubleshoot that heater. So rumors is with our friend Brad Duncan that they might even take out the exchangers out of them. So it's really taking that heater and going all the way down to that cabinet, but really get a good understanding so that when you're out in the field, you're really comfortable with that heater. We also got a call from Justin that they're going to be doing a little networking event. So for all of those that are going to be attending the night before we get started, we're going to have a networking event there of some more details that are going to be coming out soon. So stay tuned. Again, if you want to register, go to poolnation.com. After that, we're going to be doing the Women's Summit, and that's going to be August 28th and 29th. That's going to be out here in Dallas, and some details on that coming out soon. And then to follow that, nominations for the Pool Nation Awards open up in July. So stay tuned. I've already had some people messaging me about that and trying to figure out when nominations are going to be open because they want to nominate some people. So excited about that. The Pool Nation Awards will be November 13th out in Dallas at the PSP Expo Conference. So stay tuned to all that. And we look forward to obviously getting to the Pool Nation Awards. It's a great event to get out there and celebrate and network and do all that kind of fun stuff. So anyways, let's get started with today's podcast. And for the last couple of years, we at Pool Nation have been working on our strategy and really what our plan is on what we want to do with the business side of the education. And I'm excited to start talking about one of the next steps that we're going to be doing. And that is going in, and that is going to make some sense here for everyone. So just bear with me for a moment and I'll kind of explain what I'm trying to get at. One of our focuses has always been the business side of our businesses, because I think most of us have had similar experiences and similar journeys with our companies. And what was even neat is I was just out in Puerto Rico, went out to visit my grandmother, and it was really interesting. I got together with Omar and Miguel, and they do a podcast out there. And they were going through the same things that we're going through when it comes to the industry. And really, with their podcast and with what they're trying to do, they really want to elevate the industry. And it was really interesting that a lot of what we're going through here is exactly what they're going through over there. And the industry is almost at the same spot. So it's really interesting to be able to connect with other pool pros in other part of the country, in other part of the U.S., not the U.S., but in part of the world. You see that our journeys are very similar, you know, that our industry is pretty similar in all of these different places around the world. Here at Pool Nation, our focus has been the business side. And we really want pool pros to be great at service. We want you to be great in repairs and installs and all that. But we also want you to be successful on the business side of your business, because that's really what is going to eventually elevate your business to that next level. And we can't kid ourselves. At the end of the day, we have our businesses and we need to make money. That's how we survive. What's interesting is, as business owners, we've taken the same risk for not working for somebody and starting our own businesses. And that's no easy feat. That's a big risk that we take, because we're taking all the financial responsibility and we're putting it on our shoulders, right? We don't have the security of that check coming in every week. And then we've all started our businesses and we don't know every aspect of our business. As business owners, we are that key person that's supposed to know everything. And a lot of times when we start in the pool industry, we have to learn that by spending countless hours working to learn all the parts of the business. And sometimes we learn the hard way. But if you think of it and you think of your business right now, you probably don't think about it as much in detail, but yeah, think about all the time that you've spent learning water chemistry, learning to maintain your pools, spending, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of hours learning about that. And you become an expert at that part of your business because you have had to do all that extra work. And the same thing goes for the repairs. For those of you that are able to do repairs and all that, you've had to get education. You've had to go out into the field. You've had to work on that heater and that automation. You've had to figure it out. You've had to make calls to get people to help you, but you've had to spend all that time on top of what it is that you do in order to be able to be great at that part of your business. And the business side is no different. The business side, you have to spend that much more extra time and energy to be able to master that side of your business. And when we talk about the business side, there's a lot of things that go on, right? For the business side, you take a look at it and you got to learn financials. If you are in a stage where you're going to hire people, now you have to learn the whole HR side. You've got to learn strategy. You've got to learn employee retention. You got to understand customer retention. And on top of all of that, you still have to continue to master the things that you do with running your business, the water chemistry, the repairs, the technology, the new products that continues to evolve and come out in the industry. Here's what we're going to start working on. And me, Zach, and John, we sit down a lot of times and we strategize what we're doing next. And this is something that we've had on our radar for the longest time. And what we're going to do is we're going to start working on some in-depth video episodes that are going to focus just on business. Now, these podcasts or these video series are only going to be available in our app, in the member section of that app. And they're going to be a little bit different because we will be doing topics and we'll also bring experts in those business topics. And what we want to do is we want to do them in a way to help you learn on that topic, but more importantly, be able to put into action what it is that you learn. Here's something interesting that we found, or that I found as we were going through it. And I was talking to Zach about it the other day. And I want you guys to listen to this, because when we started working on our plan, we were doing this big exercise to get to the core of what we wanted to do. We really wanted to do a deep dive into what are some of the headaches, what are some of the common things that we see. And so each one of us sits down and comes up with a core of what those things are and what the headaches are in business, what are our experiences through business. And here's an example of something that Zach had put together. And Zach put this together, I think, 3.5 years ago. And it was really cool when we were able to bring this back out. We're going through our exercise. But I want you guys to tell me if this is you, because it really hit on for me. It was exactly what I went through my journey. And so here's something that Zach had put together in that exercise that we were doing. So listen to this. You started a business and it's off to the races. You feel the excitement of trying to drum up new business and grow your clientele. The question of how can I pick up more customers and more work is constantly on your mind. How can I compete with other companies in my area? What can I do to attract people? What's my competitive edge? You determine that you're going to provide a quality service for a fair price. Your customer service is top notch. You do whatever it takes to make customers happy, and you love doing so because this is what being a business owner is all about, right? Happy customers and getting paid for a job well done. The money starts rolling in and your schedule is filling up. You're in high demand. Another job completed, another payment collected. This is it. You're on your way to the top. Monday through Friday becomes Monday through Sunday, and you find yourself working all hours of the day. Time goes on, and after a while, your tools start wearing out, and it's time to start replacing them. The miles on your truck start going up. You find yourself at the local mechanic a little bit more often than you'd like. The cost of products you sell start going up. You now have a storage unit or an office to operate out of. Your days start blurring together. You can't possibly take on any more work. There isn't enough time in the week. You start wondering why you are getting paid all this money, but never seem to have any left at the end of the day. Where is it all going? What am I missing? If the scenario sounds familiar to you, you aren't alone. I have personally been here along with so many other business owners. There's so much more to running a successful and profitable business than just providing a service and getting paid for it. You need to know how much it truly costs to provide your service. Your financial numbers and how to track, read, and interpret this information in order to make strategic business decisions. How to build operational processes in order to create a framework to build your business on. How to attract, how to hire, how to retain employees and build a company culture that people want to be part of. How to market yourself and create a professional reputation in your community, and so much more. And man, Zach nailed it on this one. I think there's a lot of us business owners that get into this situation. It's crazy. You know, our focus here at Pool Nation is really the business side of your business. And these business podcasts are going to be dedicated to these topics. But man, this hit home. When I started in the industry, it was exactly that. You go through that journey that you're just trying to get customers, you're trying to build those. And we talk about it all the time. We take any customer that we can and we put our heads down. And 2-3 years later, we lift our head and we're like, man, something needs to change. In order for us to scale and to build our businesses, what we're doing or what we have done in the past really doesn't work anymore. And so it starts to become that bigger picture, and you start to have to learn all these new skills in order for you to be able to build that business. And it's like the it that we talk about, right? We have the it, and after that 3-4 years, and you get into a situation where you want to now hire employees and grow your company, you can no longer do the it. Now your job is to learn all these other business skills in order to be able to get that machine to take off. But like everything else, it's steps and it's time, right? Things don't happen overnight. When we talk about all the business training and we talk about all that, and if you've taken one of our classes, we talk about it all the time. We talk about 4 reasons why small businesses fail in the US, and the 4 main reasons of why. And we like to talk about them because we want to bring them to everybody's attention so that they know what are the areas that they need to focus on so that they don't become a statistic, right? So that you don't become a failed business. So I want to talk about those really quick, and I'll go over those and start talking about where we start to head next with these podcasts. So the first reason that the number one reason why small businesses fails is they don't know the cost of their service and their product. And that's kind of scary. And when we do that in the pool industry, we start selling our service or charging for our service based on what everybody else is charging and not by what your business needs, right? Because everybody's different. If you've got a brand new truck with a $1,000 payment, then your cost is going to be a lot higher than somebody that has a truck that's paid off or that their truck payment is $200, $300, $400. So it's really important to truly understand what the cost of your service is so that you can figure out if you are selling your service at the right amount of money to be profitable and that you're going to be happy with. And so it's not just the pool industry. This is everywhere, whether it's food and beverage or it's a product that you sell. You truly have to know the cost of that service and the cost of that product in order to really get a clear understanding and be able to survive. So the next one is ineffective business planning. And every business should establish a business plan. And I'm not talking about this 50-page business plan as to how you're going to do everything, but you kind of have to have a good idea of what your plan is, how big you want to be, where you want to be 5 years from now, where you want to be 10 years from now, so that you know where you're headed. Because if you don't know where you're headed, what happens to a lot of us at the beginning, we just start trying to take as much business as we can. We put our heads down, we plow through, and then we kind of lift our head 3 or 4 years later and we're not where we want to be. But that's because we didn't have a plan and we didn't have a great idea of where we wanted to be. And then the other one is inadequate management. And we've talked about this a little bit, and that is that in most cases, the business owner is the person that is looked upon to know the most. And a lot of times, as business owners, there's a lot of things that we haven't learned that we don't know. And then what happens is as problems come up, we have to train ourselves. We got to go reach for people to help us in order to be able to become masters at those areas of our business. So it's really important that you understand that as a business owner, everybody's going to look at you as being the one that has to provide all the answers. So it's really important to have a plan with regards to the education that you're going to need and the skills that you're going to need in those areas of management, right? You're going to go out and hire people. So are you hiring the right people? Do you know how to hire properly? You're going to have problems with coaching employees. There's a lot of different areas that you are going to have to master in order to be able to grow this machine. The next one is obviously inadequate management. And I don't mean by just hiring and putting the wrong people, but it's really you being that person that is required to know every aspect of your business. The other thing is marketing mishaps. And a lot of times we talk to a lot of pool pros and say, hey, we don't spend any money on marketing. We just grow organically. But you do see a lot of companies that will go out and just spend tons of money trying to bring more clients. But that is also something that you have to master. You know, that's why marketing is so important in every business. And there's people that focus on that because there's a skill to marketing. And whether that's a simple pay-per-click campaign and knowing what words to research, knowing what the right amount of money is, knowing where your audience is at, right? Because I'll give you a perfect example. You got Facebook, you got Instagram, you got TikTok, and that's three different groups of people that are different age brackets. And so you look at TikTok and it's a lot younger audience. Are those people your buyers? Are those people that are buying your service or your products? And the answer to that is probably not, right? It's probably going to be more on that Facebook, more on that Instagram, the older generations that are on there that are people that are going to buy your products. Somebody that doesn't know a lot of the marketing, they might go and they might look at all this younger generation, TikTok, dump a lot of money into it. People will watch your videos, will watch your ads, but unfortunately, there's no return on investment. People aren't buying from that platform. Marketing is this big machine, and you really have to learn about it. And it's one of those things that we're talking about, right? You're supposed to be that person that knows the most. So that's another area that you really have to be able to master if you're using that, if you're doing that in order to grow your business, because you could spend thousands of dollars there and not have a great return on investment. And then that just turns into a loss. It's really important in your journey to know those common areas where small businesses fail so that you could focus on that, so that you could look at your business and say, man, what of those areas do I need to become strong at so that I can survive? So what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about that first one, which is that cost of service, and want to talk a little bit about how to figure that out and do all that. But before I do that, what I want to do is let me take a word from our sponsors. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about that cost of service. We'll be right back.
The Hyper Pole from Ultimate Pool Tools is a pool care pole designed by pool professionals for pool professionals, featuring precision crafted carbon fiber and stainless steel construction. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools. Pool pros have specific needs when it comes to general liability insurance. The SPPA program has you covered. With three tailored and customizable general liability options, SPPA makes it easy for pool pros to feel secure. Find out more and get covered at thesppa.com. Now available, Pool Invoice. Pool Invoice is a pool billing software created specifically for the pool service and repair industry. It's developed for our industry and only our industry. Pool Invoice is built with recurring billing in mind. You can print, email, text invoices, or even send via WhatsApp. You can add recurring or yearly charges, accept credits, and set up auto pay. You can even see when customers have seen the invoice. It even has a customer portal where they can log in and see, print, and pay invoices. It has all your customers' information on one page, so you don't need to search through hundreds of invoices looking for the one you need. Just go to the customer profile and it's all at your fingertips. Created specifically for the pool industry, Pool Invoice. Now available at poolinvoice.com. Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed, open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable. And these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with the pro's time and comfort in mind, the patented double-locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleaners faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Natural Chemistry, a leader in specialty water care solutions for over 30 years, is proud to provide products that make pool service easier than ever before. Its unique enzyme formulations in Pro Series Pro Blend improve efficiency of your pool program while reducing frequency of filter cleaning and scum lines. Natural Chemistry is also well known for its wide variety of phosphate removal solutions that include a non-clouding formula in phosphate and extremely high-range removal with Pro Series Foss Remove or Foss Free Max. Save time, save money, save work with Pro Series products. Stop sacrificing durability or efficiency with the help of Raypak's new Avia HD models that utilize Nitec, their exclusive industry-first technology. Nitec heat exchanger technology is Raypak's latest solution to superior strength and maximum efficiency when it comes to residential pool heating. With 900% more nickel compared to Cooper nickel in critical surfaces, Nitec creates an ideal surface to protect against scale formation and erosion without compromising on Avia's 84% thermal efficiency. Learn more at raypak.com/Nitec. The next evolution in lighting is here. Universal Color Logic 2.0 from Hayward. The latest in pool and spa lighting was designed with you in mind, making installation a breeze. Upgrades include a detachable cord and first-of-a-kind adjustable lower catch to overcome variations in plaster thickness. As always, Universal Color Logic lights retrofit into virtually any in-ground pool or spa while delivering industry-leading vibrant color. Visit Hayward.com to discover more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pool Nation Live podcast. We are talking about business. We're talking about something new that we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing some specialized episodes that are going to be on the Poolman University in the member section. And so we're back. I want to talk a little bit about trying to figure out your cost of service. And that's obviously number one reason why small businesses fail is because they don't know the cost of their service and their product. And today we're just going to do an overview. And on that first episode, what we're going to do is we're going to dive into really figuring out the cost of your service so that you truly know what that is. And then on that special episode, we will actually go through all of the steps in order for you to be able to do that and figure out what your cost of service is. And so I want to talk about two separate things. I want to talk about profits versus the cost of your service because they're two totally different things. And so I want to talk first about profit and I want to talk about what it is. And really, profit is going to be really the financial gain that remains after all your operating expenses. And that includes the cost of services. When you look at your business, it's everything that's been deducted from everything that has come in. If you take a look at your pool business, it's the revenue that came in, and then you're going to subtract all the expenses, right? The gas, the payroll, the phones, the chemicals, the insurance, all that kind of stuff. At the end of the day, after you subtract all those things from that income, that's going to be your profit. That's going to be what's left at the end of the day. And so it's going to be obviously different for different companies. If you're a single puller, your profit margins are going to be a little bit higher. But once you start to bring employees in, that profit might shrink. But obviously, the goal is to grow your business so that you make more revenue, you bring more money in. The more money you bring in, the more of that is left over. And then number two, what is the cost of your service? And that's going to refer to the total costs incurred by you to provide that specific service, right? So in our industry, it's the cost of service to service the pool, right? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about servicing the pool. Obviously, the cost of that service, what does it cost you to service that pool? So you take that pool, you take the revenue from that pool, and then you're going to deduct all the different things, right? Like the labor to be able to service that pool, the materials, the overheads, any other expenses that are directly associated with the delivery of that service, with being able to clean that pool. And it's going to be important, and it's very different than profitability on that side, because obviously you can have a pool company, you can service a pool, and you sold a heater and you installed that heater and you charged to make money for that, but that's not related to the cost of service. That's an extra revenue. We're talking about just the cost to service those pools. So when we're trying to figure out the cost of service, it's going to be things that are only related to servicing that pool. So an example, repair income and repair expenses. So if you had to buy parts for a heater, that has nothing to do with the cost of your service. So here you can start to see how you need to start separating those. So it's really important to figure out the cost of your service so that you can figure out, hey, for pool service, I'm charging 100, 150, 200, 300 bucks, whatever it is. You have to have a clear understanding of what it's going to cost you to service that pool so that A, you can figure out if you're making money. B, if you're not happy with how much money you're making, you can then increase your rates so that you can reach the amount of profit that you want to make for that service. So the next thing that I want to talk about, and this is something that I think a lot of people worry about, they freak out about once they start to look at this, and that is, what is a profit and loss statement? And this is something that every business should be looking at on a monthly basis. You have to get comfortable with this. And a lot of times, this is one of those where we don't always practice this. We don't have the clear understanding, but it's like everything else. And we've talked about it before. It's like water chemistry at the beginning, understanding pH, understanding alkalinity, everything. It took us a bunch of times to be able to learn that, but we learn because of the repetition. We're going to every pool and we're dealing with that constantly and practicing. And looking at a profit and loss statement is the same thing. You're going to get better at it if you practice that muscle. And all a profit and loss statement is, it's really simple. And that is, at the top of it, think of it as an Excel sheet. At the top of it, you have how much money you brought in. And then the next section of boxes is going to be all the expenses, everything that you spent money on, right? Chemicals, gas, telephone, insurance, all of those expenses. And then at the bottom, it's just a mathematical equation, right? You subtract your expenses from your income, and that little line at the bottom is going to give you either a positive number or a negative number. And if it's positive, you're obviously making money. It's a profit. If you have a negative number, it's a loss. That means that you're losing money. So there are profit and loss statements for huge companies that are very complex and have, you know, all these different things that they look at. For us, for our business, when we start with profit and loss statements, they're very simple, right? You don't need to start worrying about all these complex things that you're going to throw into the equation. And if you start doing that and start taking classes where they go way too deep, you kind of are going to get confused. You're not going to get comfortable because it's not your comfort zone. And then what you're going to want to do is say, I'm not interested in doing this because A, I don't have the time. I don't understand it. When you're looking at a profit and loss statement, just remember, it's really easy to understand. Income at the top, expenses in the middle, and at the bottom, you're just going to have whether you have a profit or you have a loss. And so in order to get a profit and loss statement, there's two things that you need to do. One, which is easy to know your income, right? We all invoice out, so we all know. The second thing, and the most important thing, is we really need to make sure that we track our expenses. And a lot of times we allow ourselves through online Wells Fargo or Chase or whatever, and it shows you your expenses and it shows you all that, but we don't look at them on a constant basis. And it's really important to look at them so that you know where your money is going. And so that requires A, either work for you to be able to do that on a monthly basis. So now that's a job that you have to do on top of dealing with customers, employees, repairs, service, all that kind of stuff. But it's going to be the most critical thing that you could do for your business because it's going to open your eyes and you're going to be able to see where those dollars are going and whether you need to plug those holes. If you're losing money through those expenses, what do you need to do to those in order to be able to stop the bleeding from there? So that's what really a profit and loss statement is. It's very simple, but once you figure it out and you practice it, you're going to see that you fundamentally change the way that you do business because you're going to have this enlightenment with knowing exactly what things cost. And when you quote things, you're going to know exactly what number you need to be at right off the bat. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk a little bit very quickly about how you calculate the cost of your service, but I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because that'll be our first podcast that we do into that business side. So how do you calculate the cost of your service? And that's going to be figuring out the costs that are directly tied into servicing those pools. You know, a lot of it is going to be wages if you have employees. Salaries, whether it's a service guy, whether it's a repair guy, all that, the labor that goes into servicing that pool. So labor is a big one. Two is chemicals, material supplies. So the cost of chemicals, the cleaning supplies that are needed, whether it's poles, nets, the gas, telephone, all those things that are going to be tied into being able to do that job. And like I said, specific equipment. So let's say that you have a hammerhead or a riptide and they break and that you need to buy a new one or replace wheels or the nets for those, right? The bags for them. Those are all things that are going to be tied into the cost specifically of that service. And you'll have to get through and break those down in order to figure out what exactly the costs are. And then you have to allocate overhead costs. So if you're a single poller, it's easy. You're not going to have a lot of overhead. But an example, if you're somebody like Zach that has employees, you have to allocate certain things because you are going to have an office person. So if you only do service and you have an office person, then that person is going to be allocated to just service. Now, if you have service and repairs, what happens is you have to allocate part of their time to service, part of it to repair. And I don't want to go too much into detail because what I'll do is I'll confuse you a little bit and all these different things. And that's going to be the next podcast. We'll spend some time going through those step by step. But again, the same thing, a lot of the overhead costs, if you have offices, if you have HR people, if you have route managers, all those, you have to allocate those. And then you also have to allocate whether you're doing marketing or advertising. Is it marketing for trying to gain more pools? So that kind of has to get allocated into the cost of that service. Other thing, we talked about it, but I want to make sure I cover it. Obviously, vehicle expenses, that's a big one for us. We're driving from job to job and oil changes and gas and maintenance and all those things. And so in order to be able to calculate the cost of your service is you have to take all the revenue that you made from just servicing pools. And then what you need to do is you need to subtract all of these expenses. And then what that's going to do is it's going to give you your total cost of service. Okay. What's going to be important, and we'll talk about it on the next podcast, is if you have repairs, that's something completely separate. You can't include that into the service because they're almost like two separate businesses within your business. We'll talk about those in the next podcast in detail. We'll go through them section by section, but I really can't stress enough that this is really one of the first things that you need to do is really focus on learning the cost of your service, because a lot of times we start out there, and I was guilty of it. I just started charging what other people were charging without looking at my expenses. And I knew better. I knew better. But I was so focused on learning the water chemistry, freaked out about pools not turning green on me, trying to learn repairs, trying to learn all those things, that I just shoved this over into a corner until all of a sudden I'm like, what am I doing? I know that I have to be doing this. Why am I not doing this? And then at that point through the journey, I started to shift that. And then that's going to happen to a lot of pool pros too, a lot of business owners. You get in, you're focusing on certain things, but it's about looking at that bigger picture, learning the cost of that service right off the bat so that you can start focusing on profitability and making more money. And so by doing this, you're going to figure out how much money you're going to need to be able to hire employees. Because one of the biggest things that we do out there is we charge a rate when we're single pullers, but when we want to hire somebody, that rate, what happens is it can't pay for an employee. Once you know the true cost of your service, you can start to figure out, hey, if I pay somebody, what rates do I need to be at in order to be able to now afford to pay salaries and wages and still be profitable? So anyways, in our first podcast, we'll talk a lot more in detail about those and how to figure out that cost. We'll have some tools that you could use. So what I want you to do is stay tuned. We'll share more details about that. In the meantime, let's do this. And this is weird, John and Zach aren't here. I guess I'll have to do my own final thoughts. So let me take a couple words from our sponsors. When I come back, I'll do a quick wrap up.
The Hyper Pole from Ultimate Pool Tools is a pool care pole designed by pool professionals for pool professionals, featuring precision crafted carbon fiber and stainless steel construction. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools. Pool pros have specific needs when it comes to general liability insurance. The SPPA program has you covered. With three tailored and customizable general liability options, SPPA makes it easy for pool pros to feel secure. Find out more and get covered at thesppa.com. Now available, Pool Invoice. Pool Invoice is a pool billing software created specifically for the pool service and repair industry. It's developed for our industry and only our industry. Pool Invoice is built with recurring billing in mind. You can print, email, text invoices, or even send via WhatsApp.
You can add reoccurring or yearly charges, accept credits, and set up auto pay. You can even see when customers have seen the invoice. It even has a customer portal where they can log in and see, print, and pay invoices. It has all your customers' information on one page, so you don't need to search through hundreds of invoices looking for the one you need. Just go to the customer profile and it's all at your fingertips. Created specifically for the pool industry, Pool Invoice. Now available at poolinvoice.com. Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed, open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable. And these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with the pros' time and comfort in mind, the patented double-locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleaners faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Natural Chemistry, a leader in specialty water care solutions for over 30 years, is proud to provide products that make pool service easier than ever before. Its unique enzyme formulations in Pro Series Pro Blend improve efficiency of your pool program while reducing frequency of filter cleaning and scum lines. Natural Chemistry is also well known for its wide variety of phosphate removal solutions that include a non-clouding formula in phosphate and extremely high-range removal with Pro Series Foss Remove or Foss Free Max. Save time, save money, save work with Pro Series products. Stop sacrificing durability or efficiency with the help of Raypak's new Avia HD models that utilize Nitec, their exclusive industry-first technology. Nitec heat exchanger technology is Raypak's latest solution to superior strength and maximum efficiency when it comes to residential pool heating. With 900% more nickel compared to Cooper nickel in critical surfaces, Nitec creates an ideal surface to protect against scale formation and erosion without compromising on Avia's 84% thermal efficiency. Learn more at raypak.com/nitec. The next evolution in lighting is here. Universal Color Logic 2.0 from Hayward. The latest in pool and spa lighting was designed with you in mind, making installation a breeze. Upgrades include a detachable cord and first-of-a-kind adjustable lower catch to overcome variations in plaster thickness. As always, Universal Color Logic lights retrofit into virtually any in-ground pool or spa while delivering industry-leading vibrant color. Visit Hayward.com to discover more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pool Nation Live podcast. Today, the podcast, I'm doing it solo, so it's really weird, by the way, and I just want everybody to know that I don't enjoy it when John and Zach aren't here, at least one of them. It's really awkward to do a podcast all by yourself. It requires a lot more focus on your topic, on your script, and then being able to do that. And then the other thing that I love doing with the guys is getting different people's point of views, whether you're somebody like John that focuses on really that high-end VIP service or Zach that has the pool company with the 10, 12 trucks. So it's a little bit weird. So anyways, I will do my final thoughts here. And my final thoughts on this is really to get everybody to really focus on point number one, and that is truly understanding the cost of your service, of your product. It's probably one of the most important things that you need to do. And those that do it from the beginning tend to be successful a lot faster than those that kind of go through that journey and don't focus on it till year 3, 4, 5, right? So really focus on that cost of service, focus on learning that, and that will take you to the next step. So anyways, I hope everybody's enjoyed this podcast and stay tuned. Our next series will be out. We'll talk about it more next week on Wednesday on the Instagram Live when we talk to John. And then we will have our schedule for these series of podcasts that will be coming out. And these will be on top of our normal podcast. We'll still do our normal podcast on Fridays. This will just be a special series that you can only get through the Poolman University app in the members section from there. So hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll catch everybody Wednesday on the Instagram Live.
Thanks for listening to the Pool Nation podcast, a member of the Pool Nation family. You can listen to us live every Friday here at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You can find us at Pool Nation or poolnationpodcast.com, on Facebook, or on Instagram at pool.nation. And to find more info about Pool Invoice, the billing software built specifically for the pool industry, go to poolinvoice.com. Before you go, this is what the pool industry has been waiting for. Poolmanuniversity.com. It's the first platform dedicated to learning the swimming pool service and repair industry, a pool service community where you can connect and find videos on business, service, water chemistry, and repairs. See you there at poolmanuniversity.com.